The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination for your business. And as usual, we always have the winning combination when we have the award-winning Score volunteer, Lucy Polito, with us. How you doing, Lucy?
I am doing terrific. And how about you, Chris?
Couldn't be better. Thank you very much. Yes, I am Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries Radio Show. But, of course, this show is all about SCORE and what a great organization it is. And, boy, do they ever have a whole lot to offer. And it always seems like more, but the SCORE is always there for you, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a great nonprofit organization full of great volunteers like Lucy, and you remember old good old Rich, and then we got all the other volunteers that we have on the show. Lois running a great organization over there. And, of course, they're located in the National Entrepreneur Center. And you got a new director over there. And soon we're going to have that new director on the show, Lucy, right?
Yes, we are. And we are very excited. She is doing an outstanding job. And you'll find out all about her in June. She's scheduled to be on our program at that time. So listen for that one, because it'll be very interesting and very important. She has brought a lot of new ideas. And, you know, we had a great individual managing that organization before. Well, I thought it was going to be very difficult to replace him. And I find out that this lady is also excellent. So we are lucky at the National Entrepreneur Center that we've had some very, very good people.
And it's such a great organization itself. It is, of course, not a part of SCORE, but SCORE is one of the groups under the umbrella there, if you will, at the National Entrepreneur Center, which, of course, is located in the Orlando Fashion Square on the West End, just off McGuire there. And, of course, you're welcome to stop by, but if you'd really like to sit down and speak with a volunteer at SCORE, please make an appointment. By the way, the office hours for SCORE are 10 to 4 Monday through Thursday, 10 to 1 on Friday. And to make an appointment, you can call 407-420-4844. That's for SCORE at the National Entrepreneur Center, 407-420-4844. And, of course, the Entrepreneur Center has its own offices there, as well as, I think, about 15 other great organizations. We'll find out the latest count when we have the new director on with us in June. So, but it's right there, conveniently located, and state-of-the-art facilities there. And they're now doing things both live and in person, as well as, of course, still Zooming things. And if you want to find out what SCORE has got doing, all you have to do is go to orlando.score.org. That's orlando.score.org. And if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll get alerts. And, you know, they're constantly doing webinars. And, of course, you probably don't want to, you know, be seeing all of them. But because they're of a wide variety of topics, certainly there is something there in those webinars for you. And all of this, everything that SCORE has on their website, all the mentorship offerings, all the educational programming, everything is once again offered up at the only, and I dare say the only, inflation and deflation proof price of how much is it again, Lucy? You got to say it.
Oh, gosh. Every week you make me say that big F word. It's free.
It certainly is, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely free. All you have to do is take advantage of it. Once again, if you go to the website, you'll see more about what we're talking about. And by the way, they also have documents there that you can use for your business planning and that sort of thing. And all of this Once again, absolutely no charge. And that's orlando.score.org. And that's for the local SCORE office. And SCORE is a nationwide organization. They have offices all over the country, volunteers all over the country, about 12,000 or so now. And you can go to score.org for the national website, score.org, and find out the location of the other offices. And also, by the way, if you would like to be a SCORE volunteer, they're always looking for new talent. And all you have to do is go to the local orlando.score.org website to find out more about how to do that. So, once again, it is a nonprofit organization, and thanks to grants and generous donors and sponsors, and of course you can contribute too, but that organization is not there for to solicit from the people who are taking advantage of them, but if you would like to help out, that's available. All right, so let's get to today's guest. She is the director of the Center for Business Development at Seminole State College, and she's new to the show, so let's welcome her on to What's the Score, Amy Kirkland. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Okay, well, we appreciate it. And I understand you heard a little banter back and forth between you and Jeff Sinis, who's been, of course, our op here, our board op, the whole time we've been doing What's the Score, that your husband used to be in radio.
Yes, for about 30 years in Central Florida, quite a few stations, you know how they move around. But we were fortunate enough to stay in this market our entire time, you know, here. So great opportunities and been a part of this, you know, Central Florida region for a long, long time.
Well, that's great. Well, that's one of the first things we do when we have a guest on the show is we like to find out about them themselves before we get to the professional stuff, in particular what you're doing now. So tell us about you. Are you, for instance, you from this area? And like, where did you go to school? And what was your previous background?
Right. Well, I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, and was part of a restaurant family. We had 8 children, and we all worked in the restaurant. So I learned an incredible work ethic from my dad. I ran the cash register when I was 11, and we balanced to the penny without the computer telling you what the change should be. So I have taken that work ethic into my life. But I was also a swimmer, and I could not stand to swim in the wintertime indoors. So that's what brought me to Florida. I went to the University of Tampa and swam on the swim team for 4 years, was captain and 2-time All-American, and studied business, but knew that I wanted to go into hospitality, not on the restaurant side of it, food and beverage, but hotel side of it. So I actually was hired to open up the Sheraton and Maitland Center as their Towers concierge floor manager right out of college. And did that for a couple of years, then met my husband. I was out selling, you know, sales for the hotel, and he was on the air at a radio station that had just opened up at the time, and met him. And then we got married, we had kids, and I stayed home for a little bit. And then from there, my entrepreneurial side came out. I started a decorative painting business that I had for over 25 years, doing mostly new construction in high-end residential, a lot in the Aliqua, some Windermere, just all over Central Florida. And in the middle of that, also opened up a dancewear store in Oviedo. My daughters were big into dance, and we didn't have a store right there. So I went through the whole process of, you know, doing a business plan and all those steps that we now work with clients to do. I did that and was successful, had it for 5 years.
You said that was a dance wear.
So oh. Where you would buy the shoes and the tutus and leotards, all that sort of thing.
Okay. All right.
So we did that for about 5 years, and it was a great time, but my girls both quit dance at that point. Our lease was up, and it was a great time to exit. And the next year was 2008 when everybody else went out of business. So it was a perfect exit. We did not plan it, but sometimes things work out that way. So we were very fortunate. And that's when I started working at Seminole State College on an IT grant for high school girls in Seminole County. And then the SBDC position opened, and that's how I kind of got into this pathway. And I was an SBDC consultant, the Small Business Development Center. And then moved into the director's role about 6 years ago.
About 6 years ago, you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Lucy, did I see where you wanted to say something here?
No, I'm glad that she's there because she's doing a very, very good job. We're trying to work closely with her and SCORE because we obviously have the same goals. So it's good to have her on our show.
Likewise, it's like good to have you on the team working for our small businesses.
Okay, so you had not worked at Seminole State before. You became the director.
No, I worked there. I worked on a grant, a National Science Foundation research grant, for a couple of years, and then I was the SBDC consultant.
And what kind of research was that for? What did you do?
It was a STEM grant to see if girls in high school, 3 years of being exposed to technology, if they were more likely to study and go into a career in STEM, the science, technology, engineering, or math.
Right.
It was a lot of fun.
Can you give us the conclusions?
Yes, they were exposed to NASA engineers and programmers from EA Sports. And, just anybody that you could think of that would be a good role model, we brought in as speakers. And then they got to do a lot of technology, different activities, and had summer camps. And they learned podcasting and rockets and robots and everything. And we had, in fact, full circle, one of the girls came back and spoke to, she's an engineer now, and spoke to our students a couple months ago. So it was definitely a successful research program, and the results were great.
Okay. All right. We're speaking with Amy Kirkland. She is the director of the Center for Business Development at Seminole State College. And when we come back, we'll find out what that center does over there at Seminole State College, and a little bit more about how it came to be. And you can, of course, find out a little bit more and everything SCORE's got doing by going to their website, orlando.score.org, orlando.score.org. And if you sign up for the newsletter, of course, you'll get regular updates as everything that they have to offer. And of course, you sign up right there too for the webinars and the educational programs and that sort of thing right there at orlando.score.org. And if you have a question for a SCORE volunteer that can even maybe be answered over the phone, or if you'd like to set up a face-to-face meeting, you can call them at 407-420-4844 for SCORE, the phone number 407-420-4844. And so please stay with us, because we'll be right back with more of What's the SCORE. Welcome back to What's the SCORE. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling your friends and family about the show. We really do appreciate that, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I am Christopher Hart, along with Lucy Polito. Our guest today, Amy Kirkland, who is the director of the Center for Business Development at Seminole State College. And how long has there been a Center for Business Development at Seminole State? Tell us how it came to be, please.
Well, we have had this department. It's an actual department at the college, so we're on the non-academic side. We cater to the business community, and we've been around for 28 years.
And what's the goal of it?
The goal is to support small businesses in Seminole County. We're focused on our county. However, as Lucy had mentioned, we're all in this together. There's no real boundaries other than the geographical, county lines. But we help small businesses. And like I said, we focus on Seminole County. We're under contract with UCF Small Business Development Center as one of our programs. But we have many, many programs that focus on different things to help specific entrepreneurs and business owners.
Is this primarily for students of Seminole State?
Actually, we do. We do work with some entrepreneurial students, but the majority of our clients are residents or business owners in Seminole County who are either looking to start a business, grow a business, anything that's related to business.
How do you reach out to the community?
A lot of times they find us. One of our programs is funded by the SBA, so we have some online presence there. We also, being a small county and being an educational institution that most people in the county and the region know somebody or have actually attended the college, we have a very good reputation overall. And then small business owners, we're very involved in chambers. We speak to the Rotaries in town. Anything that we can do to get the word out about the services that we offer, the majority of them being like SCORE at no cost to these clients. And I can talk a little bit about each program when you're ready and how we work with the various business owners.
Okay. Do you have offices on campus?
We are actually, our main office is in a remote area, or it's our own location off-site, and it's at the Port of Sanford, and that's where we house our business incubator. So we have 30 offices available, and we're at 100% occupancy currently. And these are small business owners who move their businesses in, and they're looking for assistance to grow. And we work with them individually, but they also pay a very low price for office space. And so we, you know, they're there up to 5 years. And it's a process to help them to get their business off the ground and then to continue to scale that business.
And Lucy, these incubators have proven to be very effective in helping startups because I think UCF has one close to the National Entrepreneur Center there.
Yeah, they do. They have one. In fact, it's fairly large, I think, you know, considering that it's an incubator, they have a lot of space. So, yes, they are, to my knowledge, successful. A lot of it, obviously, at that point, really, it's up to the individual because there's a lot of things that need to happen when you're starting a business or have a business, and you have to be very involved. So as long as people are really very conscientious about what is being shown and taught and so on, they can be very, very productive for them. So yeah, the incubators are, to my knowledge, very successful.
But that's just a small part of what you're doing, right, Amy?
Right, right. We have our Small Business Development Center, and that's where we do one-on-one consulting. We do a lot of research and data, business plan review, very similar to SCORE. We do some training, but honestly, we're such a small office that we will refer our clients to SCORE, especially the wonderful programming that you put on, all of your workshops, webinars, all of that. So our Small Business Development Center works with any businesses, pre-venture, startup, or existing. And then our incubator is for those who are looking for the office space. Sometimes it's those business owners that are working from home and they want to hire employees and they don't want the huge expense of having, you know, commercial space. So the incubator is a really good fit. They can bring in employees. Maybe they were operating out of their garage at home or something. So it's a really good setup. And they have that on-site support from our team. And then we also have our Foundations of Excellence, which is for the second stage companies. We bring, instead of doing the one-on-one consulting, we'll have volunteers in the community who will sit down around the table and they serve as an advisory board to those companies that have been in business 2 to 3 years minimum and are at 300,000 or more in annual sales. So a little bit different focus because they're looking to, you know, move to the next level. And it's not the one-on-one. It's a great way to bring different perspectives together.
We're speaking with Amy Kirkland, the director of the Center for Business Development at Seminole State College. You know, it used to be work from home meant that you would make something, you know, necklaces or skateboards or something like that. Today, work from home means something much different. Are you seeing a lot of just basically all of it being tech oriented stuff?
We have, our incubator is mixed. We have a lot of trades and things because we're located right at, on I-4 at the 1792 exit. So it's a great location for, you know, trades to head either into Volusia, into Orange, Seminole, okay, or Lake.
All right.
But most of our clients are there. It really varies. I'm sure Lucy probably sees the same thing. Some are tech, but not all. And some are actually providing services, although they're doing it from home remotely. They're providing services, you know, virtually to clients.
Lucy, did you want to chime in on
question.
That? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to ask, do you deal with people who have a business in Seminole County, or it could be anybody anywhere?
We focus on Seminole County, but if there's someone that's right across the St. John's Bridge in Volusia, we're not going to send them to Daytona State for SBDC consulting. Same with Lake County, you know, or if they, sometimes they live in Seminole, but maybe their business is in Orange. We're all on the same team, you know, so we all work together, but we don't purposely go into other counties looking for clients, you know, but if they come to us, we let them know there is an office maybe closer to you, but we're happy to help you too.
Okay.
Have you noticed any particular type of business coming into Seminole?
You know, there's a big emphasis on fintech. And at one point, there was talk about having a specific incubator for fintech.
You'll have to say what that is, if you would, please.
Oh, financial technology. So some of, you know, anything technology-wise, merchant services, any of the software for financial services, that sort of thing. And there seem to be, there are a couple big companies in Seminole County, but honestly, I see varied businesses, and we've had some really cool technology companies, and yet we have, you know, some people who are baking cookies and food trucks and restaurants. I mean, we get just the whole gamut. It's really quite interesting.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I take it that you say there obviously there's a charge for using the incubator, but what other services do you offer?
Right. I mentioned we do the consulting and some workshops, and a lot of our, we've done feasibility studies. I did one a number of years ago for a community bank that was looking to expand. And I just happened to know the CFO, and he said, I've heard you talk about what you did. You know, could you help? And I said, absolutely. And we did a study, and we narrowed it down from the 10 cities they were looking to 3. And we actually chose a couple locations, and they were successful, but they were ready to pay a consultant $50,000 to do the work. And we actually gave them more data and information than they were going to receive. So they were very, very happy. And those are just, you know, some of the things that we have done for people. It's interesting to see somebody may come to us for our Center for Business Development for consulting, and then they move into our incubator because they would like to have office space. And then they grow to the point where they're ready for an advisory board through our Foundations of Excellence. So you can kind of participate in multiple programs, you know, at the same time. There is no, you're not limited. And then the newest program that we have is our Women's Entrepreneur Program. It's called Elle Collective, E-L-L-E, and that's she or her in French. And it's really just a group or a program that we try to bring women business owners and entrepreneurs together just to support each other. We did a mentorship program last year, and Lucy attended our launch, which was last May. And we have an anniversary celebration on May 11th this year. Again, just to bring the women business owners together. We've served over 200 this past year who have attended different workshops and things, again, that are focused on the obstacles that women business owners face, especially if they're in a male-dominated industry. But again, a lot of it is just to support each other. And we try to, you know, introduce like businesses, you know, maybe someone who's more seasoned with someone who's newer in the in that field. So it's just been a really successful, exciting new program.
Okay. When we come back, I'm sorry, Lucy, you'll have to hold that thought. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Amy Kirkland, who is the director of the Center for Business Development at Seminole State College. By the way, Amy, do you have a website or something that where people can go to?
Yes, we have. Our main website is seminolestate.edu/CBD, and that stands for Center for Business Development.
Okay, say that one more time, please.
seminolestate.edu/CBD. And that CBD stands for Center for Business Development.
Got it. Okay. And we'll give that out some more before the show is over, of course. All right. Once again, you are listening to What's the Score? So please don't go away, because we'll be right back with more. Welcome back to What's the Score? Thanks so much for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. You got Lucy Polito, the only award-winning score volunteer, and myself, Christopher Hart. Our guest today, Amy Kirkland. She is the director of the Center for Business Development at Seminole State College. That website, Seminole State, and I take it you just spell all that out. Is that correct, Amy? Spell it right out?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
SeminoleState.edu/CBD. That is for Center for Business Development. Okay. Before we went to the break, Lucy, you were going to comment on something I believe that we were speaking about with one of the centers that Amy was speaking about.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you got to remember, I'm old, so I forgot half of my question. But I think what I was going to ask, well, to be honest, I don't remember right the second, so I'll skip it now, and I'll tell you in a minute.
It'll come back to you. So, Amy, earlier you had mentioned that there was a list of what were the centers that you've been telling us about. Was that the list of centers that you had referenced earlier?
The programs that we have, the Small Business Development Center is SBDC, is that acronym. We use a lot of acronyms. Our Business Incubation Program, Foundations of Excellence, which is that advisory board program that I talked to you about for second stage companies, L Collective, which is our women's entrepreneur program. And we have one other that is our Institute for Training, which is where we will work with companies to help train their employees. That there obviously is a cost involved, but that's something that we're growing post-COVID. There's been a lot of demand for training for businesses in various areas, soft skills, as well as some of the other more technical things. So we are expanding that program as well.
Okay, back to Lucy.
Yeah, well, now I remember. Okay, what I wanted to know was maybe the details on the event for May 11th, and I wanted to ask, how does a person register, and who can attend, and what time, and where is it going to be?
Great question, Lucy. I'm glad you remembered it. The L Collective one-year anniversary celebration is going to be on May 11th at 5:30 p.m. at the Seminole State College Heathrow campus. And that website to register is lcollective.org, and that's E-L-L-E collective.org. And it's open to the public. We just want to celebrate women business owners and entrepreneurs, and it's a reason to have a party, to be honest. We love bringing everybody together. It's really just a networking event. There's no programming, no keynote speakers or anything. We just wanted it to be just really casual and fun, and again, an opportunity to meet other like-minded women.
And men can come also, right?
Oh, men are always welcome. Men are always welcome. You know, it's you know, the programming is normally geared for women, but we are always open to having men attend.
Is L-E-L-L-E, is that an acronym?
No, that just like... For in French, L is she, and so that was kind of the name that we came up with.
Okay.
Collective, because coming together.
Very good. Okay. That's May 11th, and you go to lcollective.org, E-L-L-E collective.org, to sign up for that. Is there a charge for that?
No charge whatsoever. We'll have some food and beverages, some giveaways, and like I said, just a fun evening for an hour and a half to be around like-minded great women.
And you said this was going to be in the Lake Mary Heathrow Seminole State offices or campus?
The Heathrow campus over in Heathrow.
Okay.
Off of International Parkway.
Okay. Gotcha. lcollective.org, E-L-L-E collective.org to sign up for that event. Do you have other events scheduled in the near future that people might want to circle a date on their calendar?
We have a government contracting workshop coming up in our main campus. That's on May 2nd. That's coming up very quickly next week. And then we have some other things I don't have confirmed dates on, but we're going to be planning a lot more in-person events that can be for anyone, not just the women's program, not just someone interested in government contracting, but a lot more partnerships too with organizations like SCORE to bring in and bring some of the great knowledge that is in Orange County, bring them up to Seminole County as well.
Are
You
those?
might want to repeat your website so that people are, you know, can get involved and find out what's going on.
Yes. SeminoleState.edu/CBD, and that stands for Center for Business Development.
Okay. Do you also work with interns, you know, from the college, for instance, looking for, you know, getting some intern hours in, and then businesses that could use an intern?
Yes, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. We really are, we're outward facing in the community. Like I mentioned earlier, we are at every chamber event, leadership seminar, Rotary clubs. You know, we are very connected. And in doing so, we come back with, you know, people that are interested, whether it's taking classes or anything else, but also always looking for interns and our students. We graduate some amazing students. We have some great programs, and we also offer 11 bachelor's degrees. So some of our students come for 2 years and then they direct connect to UCF. Others come for 4 years and get some amazing degrees and experience. And we're always trying to connect small businesses with our talent, whether it's interns or otherwise. And through our Career Development Center, we work very closely with them to do that. So yes, we love tying everything together with our business faculty, with our students, with our department, and anyone in the community.
Okay. All right. And now, if I'm a new business in Seminole County, what do I do to take advantage of some of this?
Well, if you contact us, we will get you set up through one of the very, depending on what your needs are. You know, if you're looking for consulting, we do that through our Small Business Development Center. If you're looking for office space, our incubator, women's program, or Second Stage, we do something. In fact, I get to host it. It's because I'm director, I don't get as much of the one-on-one with clients. But one thing I get to do is I host something called Ask Me Anything, and it's biweekly. So in fact, I just had one today at noon. And anybody who reaches out to our department for assistance, especially if they're in the early stages, rather than just booking an hour consulting session, we'll have a 1 hour webinar, and it's, you know, maybe five people, six people. It varies, you know, week to week, where they can ask anything. And that way they're not waiting to meet with an advisor or a consultant. We're giving them the information that they need ahead of time. So that's a great start. That's where we give them the template for a business plan and cash flow analysis, if that's what they're needing. Or sometimes they just have one question that's keeping them from moving forward. So they're not really, maybe they don't need an you know, hour of consulting at that moment. They just need to know this one question. So we can answer that for them and keep them moving the needle towards, you know, opening their business or growing their business, whatever their needs are.
Okay. We're speaking with Amy.
Can I ask?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yep.
No, I was going to ask, the people that are giving this advice to these folks, are they or have they been entrepreneurs, or are they part of the teaching staff, or what kind of folks are dealing with these new hopeful entrepreneurs?
Yes. So our SBDC, obviously we have SBDC consultant who's gone through training and has typically, you know, they've had their own businesses. The Foundations of Excellence, same thing. They're subject matter experts, and they're vetted to make sure that, you know, they do have the credentials to help as they're sitting around the table, you know, for the group advisory board for those businesses. And we do bring in some of our faculty as well. There are many faculty members who sit on those advisory boards for our Foundations of Excellence. So, you know, we don't just let anybody off the street do that. The Ask Me Anything, I get to host. So I always tell them, if they have a question that I can't answer, I will get the answer for them. If it's something specific about international trade or government contracts or something that's a little bit beyond, you know, out of the scope of what I typically would do, I'll make sure that I connect them with the person who would be, you know, best to speak to them or get the information they're looking for.
Okay. We're speaking with Amy Kirkland. She is the director of the Center for Business Development at Seminole State College. The website is seminolestate.edu/CBD for Center for Business Development. Seminole State, you spell that out, seminolestate.edu/CBD. And then the website for the the networking event, the L Collective, is lcollective.org. That's a separate website, lcollective.org, E-L-L-E, collective.org. And that event on May 11th. So you need to hurry up and sign up for that if you can attend that. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun and a great networking opportunity as well. So do take advantage of that. And don't forget to take advantage of everything that SCORE has to offer, of course, by going to the SCORE website, orlando.score.org. You'll find webinars going on there regularly. You've got the Coffee with the Leader presentations that go on twice a month. You've got the workshops, the five workshops, the basic business workshops. And is Paul still doing the workshops, Lucy?
He does some of them. Sometime, yes. Okay. Not all the time, but yes, he is still there.
All right. The great thing about SCORE is they got a lot of great talent, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all there for you, and all you have to do is ask. 407-420-4844 if you'd like to actually speak to a SCORE volunteer. 407-420-4844. And remember, this is all at the bargain basement price of absolutely no charge at all. So please take advantage of it as you can and spread the word to your friends and family around the country, because once again, SCORE is a nationwide organization, and if you're moving somewhere, of course, so you can find a SCORE office. And all of that you'll find at the national website, score.org, score.org for the national website, of course, orlando.score.org for the local website, 407-420-4844. All right. And oh, yeah, don't forget about these Facebook page as well. I don't talk about it enough, but it is there at SCORE Orlando on Facebook. And in the meantime, we will be right back with more of What's the SCORE. You are listening to What's the SCORE, and we thank you for doing so. I am Christopher Hart, along with Lucy Polito of SCORE and Amy Kirkland of Seminole State College. She's the director of Center for Business Development. Before we get back to the conversation, though, I just want to remind you, one reason why you're listening to this radio program, probably the primary reason, is because you are seeking information. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And News Talk Radio is by far and away the best place to get it. And right here in Central Florida, you got Salem Media Group's News Talk Station of the Year. That's right, the station that you are listening to right now. And that's because, let's just say it's done right in this market here. And not to say it isn't elsewhere, but maybe we do it the best. But all you have to do is take advantage of it yourself. You can take advantage of the power of radio. You can also take advantage of the power of the internet to get your message out. And they do it all now at Salem Media Group Orlando. With Salem Surround, they can integrate your social media presence with your on-air presence. They can focus on one or the other. It's all up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out at surroundorlando.com. For Salem Surround, it's surroundorlando.com. And if you'd like to speak with someone here at the Salem Media Group, give them a call at 407-618-1760. Maybe you can use your own voice. You can hear your own voice out there on the airwaves. Pretty cool, ladies and gentlemen. 407-618-1760. But more than just being cool, it gets you results. All right? So check it out. And then, of course, tell them you heard about it on the What's the SCORE show. We would appreciate that. So back to Amy Kirkland, the director of the Center for Business Development. So do you do any type of first of all, we wanted to emphasize that what you do is open to any and all businesses, and it's not minority-oriented. It's just whoever, for instance, women, it's just whoever is in business in Seminole County can take advantage of your services, correct?
That's correct. And the reason we focus on Seminole County is because we do receive funding from the County Economic Development. So whenever something comes up, small business related, the county knows that we are their go-to organization. We helped during the COVID. They had the CARES Act funding available to small business owners, and the owners had to apply for it. And I personally helped over 200 businesses create a P&L statement so that they would qualify for those grants that were available back then. So the county relies on us. We rely on them. It's a great partnership to support small businesses in Seminole County. And last year alone, I think at one point we ran a report and there were 11,000 new businesses that started in the county. And it's a small county. There's, you know, 500,000 people. But, you know, we're there. That's why we really welcome the partnerships with the other agencies in the region. As the NEC is a great partner as well, SCORE especially, because we can't do it by ourselves. So it's a great opportunity to work together. We all have the same goal. We all want that economic impact that's going to make our community better. So all of our services are open to anyone. The only one that focuses on women entrepreneurship is L Collective. I'm excited because that was my creation. And with the event coming up, I just get really pumped up about that. But we are here for any business owner. And again, we work on things from strategic planning, financial analysis, website analysis, business plans, market research, demographics, any of those things that can really help. And like I said, if we don't have the specific expertise, we will get somebody that's a partner that does. We've had, you know, the minority diversity organization down at NEC come in and speak about the certifications. At the government contracting event on May 2nd, we have someone from the PTAC at UCF SBDC coming in to teach that workshop. And just look forward to more partnerships and serving our community as best as we can.
There's a lot of growth going on all over Central Florida, of course, the whole state, actually. But in Seminole County, had kind of managed to sort of stay out of the fray a little bit, if you will, with sort of the rapid growth. But it certainly seems to be going on now in Seminole County. Is the county able to keep up with, say, the infrastructure demands of all these new residents and businesses coming to the county?
You know, there are, last I heard, there were 1,500 people per week moving to Central Florida. And Central Florida is many counties. You know, obviously, it's not just Seminole or Orange, but it's a large area. But 1,500 is huge. Along with them, a lot of businesses are coming. And Seminole County, we have that rural boundary that we love, you know, where you cannot develop on land, especially east. But there's a lot of opportunity in little pockets throughout the various cities, especially at the Sanford International Airport. There's some land there and there's a lot of development happening in that area. We work very closely, like I said, with Seminole County Economic Development. We also work closely with Orlando Economic Partnership. And they're the ones who work on the much larger scale, bringing in companies who are looking to relocate. So we've been in many, many meetings with them. Most of the time, they want to make sure they have the workforce, you know, to accommodate their companies if they're going to relocate and, you know, bring their headquarters here. But it takes all of us working together to bring those big companies and also to work with the small companies that one day will hopefully be one of those larger organizations in our community.
Lucy, did you want to chime in here?
No, I think Seminole County is one of my favorite counties. I happen to own a house in that area, so I want to make sure they continue to be successful. And so far, so good. No complaints.
Same here.
Any projections as to how long this rapid growth may continue?
I don't know. Everybody wants to come to Florida, you know, with our not having a state sales tax or a state income tax, and just all the things that are available here. Of course, the weather being one of those things too. I don't see the growth slowing down, I'll be honest. And like I said, we're working harder than we ever have to try to accommodate all of the business owners who come to us. So it's a great place to be, you know, in the school system and everything else. We just, you know, this region in general is amazing. I'm a little biased to Seminole County because I've lived here for many, many years. My kids went through Seminole County Public Schools. They went to Seminole State for many, many classes. And of course, working, it's such a great educational institution is also great. So yeah, good things are coming to our region and continue.
Okay. Once again, we've been speaking with Amy Kirkland, who is the director of the Center for Business Development at Seminole State College. That website, by the way, you can visit at SeminoleState.edu/CBD. Seminole State, you spell out SeminoleState.edu/CBD. And then tell us again about this event on May 11th, the L Collective event.
Yes, it's our one-year anniversary for our Women's Entrepreneur Program, L Collective. Just an opportunity for women business owners and entrepreneurs to come out and get together, have some food, drinks, and just celebrate entrepreneurship in our area.
And when and where?
It's at our Heathrow campus, Seminole State College Heathrow campus, off International Parkway in Heathrow. And it's 5:30 to 7 p.m. At that campus on May 11th.
Okay, 5:30 to 7 p.m. on May 11th. There is no charge for this, but you do need to go to L Collective and sign up for it, right?
That's correct. LCollective.org, E-L-L-E, collective.org to register, and no charge.
Okay. It'd be a great networking opportunity to take advantage of that. And Lucy, any final thoughts for Amy before we go?
No, but if anybody ever wants to meet me, I'll be there also. I'll be there on May 11th, okay?
Oh, there you go. All right. Make it a date. May 11th.
Yeah.
All right. And
talk about a blind date. This is a blind date.
Okay. There you go. All right. Amy, any final thoughts? We have a couple of minutes left here.
I just thank you for the opportunity to share what we're doing and to be on the on your radio show. And I, you know, again, I cannot say enough great things about SCORE and all the good work that they do and what wonderful partners they are in our small business community.
I do have one last question. Any plans on expanding your office? Because it sounds like the demand is going to be necessarily increasing with the population explosion.
Are you talking about my office?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were talking about Lucy as well. Yeah, no, yeah. We have a small team, but we've added a position, and there's always a chance that we could, just depending on funding, and we may expand. And I know, Lucy, we do have National Entrepreneur Center is going to be sharing some space on our Heathrow campus. So I look forward to seeing Lucy up in Seminole County.
Oh, she might have just let a big announcement sort of slip out there, Lucy. Well, that's okay. Well, that's sort of we call that a tease in the business. And we'll be finding out more about that sort of thing in June when we speak with the new director of the National Entrepreneur Center. So once again, the event, the networking event at the Heathrow campus for Seminole State College, May 11th, 5:30 to 7. This is a women's collective, the L Collective, I should say, which is a particular center at the Center for Business Development. But you're all invited. LCollective.org is where you sign up. There's no charge, but you do need to RSVP, LCollective.org, E-L-L-E, collective.org. And then the Seminole State website is Seminole State, you spell it out, SeminoleState.edu/CBD, SeminoleState.edu/CBD. And then, of course, while you're on the internet, if you haven't already, please also go to orlando.score.org. You can sign up for an excellent newsletter there and get bulletins all the time as to what is going on at SCORE. Well, Amy, thanks again for being with us today, and we'll look forward to having you back and find more about what's going on in Seminole County.
Great. My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, until next week, that's all for What's the Score. See ya.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.